Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. 2 days ago, the resident of the White House, career machine politician Joe Biden, stood up and delivered a nighttime speech on the grounds of Independence Hall in what is left of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The grounds were strangely and eerily lit from below in dark red light, much in the manner of a carnival house of horrors. The resident delivered his speech with perhaps a bit less of the usual bumbling than we're used to hearing from him. He did irrelevantly repeat things with no apparent purpose in mind, including a confused mumbling of the iterated word democracy at the very end, spoiling his climax. And he did reverse his meaning in mid-sentence once. But all in all, it was a good job for such a doddering old servant of evil. His medications seemed to have been blended to perfection. You couldn't really notice the receivers in his ears, and the teleprompters weren't visible. The camera work on the version I saw was quite strange, though. It never moved much from the same basic shot. It never turned. It never once showed the audience, which, from the tepid reactions audible on the microphones, couldn't have consisted of more than a few dozen people. Or, if it was more than that, they were quite unenthusiastic or possibly asleep. Biden's speechwriters called his speech "The Battle for the Soul of the Nation." It's an apt title. There is definitely such a battle going on. On the one side, we have the Jews and their employees like Biden and various hangers-on and cynical careerists and their drive to destroy our race and remake the nation, the United States of America, which our race created in North America, into a hellhole of multiracial democracy, like South Africa. On the other side are the men and women of the National Alliance, who are determined to secure a white future for our people. Let me quote some of the highlights of the speech and give you our response. Resident Biden said, quote, "I speak to you tonight from sacred ground in America, Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is where America made its Declaration of Independence to the world more than two centuries ago, with an idea unique among nations that in America we're all created equal. This is where the United States Constitution was written and debated. This is where we set in motion the most extraordinary experiment of self-government the world has ever known, with three simple words, we the people. We the people, these two documents and the ideas they embody, equality and democracy, are the rock upon which this nation is built. They are how we became the greatest nation on earth. They are why, for more than two centuries, America has been a beacon to the world." Close quote. The men and women of the National Alliance say, "Biden does not deserve to stand anywhere within 25,000 miles of Independence Hall. It was there that the Continental Congress met, a body that eventually became, a few years later, the U.S. Congress. And the very first U.S. Congress passed the Naturalization Act of 1790, making only white people eligible for United States citizenship, an act signed by none other than George Washington. Independence Hall was where Washington and Jefferson, the man who made racial mixing a felony in Virginia, and the other founders walked and spoke. And those founders clearly intended America to be a white people's republic. It was where the U.S. Constitution was crafted, a constitution created with the explicitly stated intent of preventing mass democracy, something that Biden seems to worship. As for equality, it does not exist, did not exist, and cannot exist. Resident Biden said, quote, "We the people have a burning inside each of us, the flame of liberty that was lit here at Independence Hall, a flame that lit our way through abolition, the Civil War, suffrage, the Great Depression, world wars, civil rights. That sacred flame still burns now in our time, as we build an America that is more prosperous, free, and just. That is the work of my presidency, a mission I believe in with my whole soul. But first we must be honest with each other and with ourselves." Close quote. The men and women of the National Alliance say, "The flame of liberty burns only in the minds and souls of the highest and most advanced white men and women. The mob understands it not. Blacks and mestizos understand it not. They see it only in terms of libertinism and opportunism as grab all you can now. Take back what whitey's got and gimme dat blunt." Nowhere have they built a nation of liberty as we understand it. Jews laugh at phrases like the flame of liberty and see liberty only as a weapon to be used against us. "Don't you want your children to have the liberty to choose homosexuality or gender-confirming surgery, you white bigot? Don't you want your daughter to have the liberty to choose a black lover, you racist?" Resident Biden said, quote, "Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal." Close quote. The men and women of the National Alliance say how true that is. Too much, far, far too much of what is happening in this country today is not normal. But we mean that in quite the opposite sense from that in which Biden and his Jewish handlers mean it. They praise and facilitate and fund and promote the abnormal, the grotesquely abnormal, the genocidally abnormal, in every possible way. It is abnormal for males to have sexual intercourse with other males or females with other females. That suppresses the birth of white children. But Biden and his handlers believe that it is our opposition to such abnormality which is abnormal and wrong. It is abnormal to teach children that they may choose their sex, and that so choosing is good, praiseworthy, even heroic. It is abnormal to then mutilate white children's bodies, in many cases in ways that will permanently make them incapable of having white children. But to Biden and his handlers, it is our opposition to such mental and physical mutilation that is abnormal and wrong. It is abnormal for whites to date, marry, or have sexual intercourse with non-whites. That suppresses the birth of white children in myriad ways. The offspring of such unions are not white, and their very existence leads to a further suppression of the birth of white children. The National Alliance was correct in the 1990s when we said in one of our public outreaches that race mixing is worse than murder. We were correct then, and we are correct now. To Biden and his handlers, though, it is our opposition to the genocidal promotion of interracial sex that is abnormal and wrong. Resident Biden said, quote, "Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic," close quote. The men and women of the National Alliance say, "It is you, resident, and your Jewish handlers and media bosses who are the extremists. It is not extreme to want your race to survive. It is not extreme to want your children to marry someone worthy of the same race and the opposite sex, and have worthy children to carry on our kind. It is, however, quite extreme, in the bad sense of that word, to betray your own people and facilitate and even celebrate their disappearance in the land they founded, which you, Biden, have done and continue to do. And mark this well, resident. We in the National Alliance are not MAGA Republicans. You hate them because they have made a few feeble, tentative steps to sugarcoat and slightly slow the genocide you are committing, all the while declaring their eternal love for their executioners, the Jews, and pledging their support to a multiracial America ever so slightly less degenerate than the one you promote. We are not like that. We intend to retake a sustainable territory for white people and white people alone and make a new nation for ourselves. We intend to make your kind of treason a capital crime. We intend to cleanse our nation of filth like you and your handlers. We intend to make laws and create a new spiritual foundation so that white children will still be being born on this earth and beyond 10,000 years, nay, 10,000 generations from now. Resident Biden said, quote, "MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards, backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love." Close quote. The men and women of the National Alliance say, "You are a man of weasel words, Resident Biden. Weasel words concealing evil. By right to choose, you mean the alleged right of white women to choose to murder their children in the womb. By right to privacy, you mean the alleged right to practice every sickening sexual perversion under the sun without consequences. Perversions, the widespread practice of which, of course, suppresses the birth of white children. You and your handlers' true goal. By right to contraception, you mean that any restrictions whatsoever on the chemical sterilization of our men and women so that their sexual life does not lead to new life will not be tolerated. To us, white children are sacred. To you and your handlers, preventing the birth of white children is sacred. There is no compromise possible between those two positions. We are plain-spoken, honest folk. We do not use weasel words. We tell you openly, your movement to kill us and replace us will be terminated with extreme prejudice once we have the power to do so. Resident Biden said, quote, "We're all called by duty and conscience to confront extremists who will put their own pursuit of power above all else," close quote. The men and women of the National Alliance say, "We already addressed extremism in the bad sense of the word. Now, let's look at it in the good sense of the word." And of course, there is a good sense. One makes an extreme effort to save one's family from a landslide, or from an attacking wolf, or from an attacking Negro murderer, or in this case, from an establishment determined to dispossess and replace our families and our people, and therefore commit genocide against us. To fail to use all your power and skill and resources in such a battle, to fail to use the most extreme effort you can, is irresponsible and makes the death of your family or your race more likely. We are bound by nature and nature's God to make as extreme, as effective an effort as we possibly can. We of the National Alliance are pledged to do exactly that in this our sacred cause. Resident Biden called his speech the battle for the soul of the nation. It's more than a battle, though. It's a war. And it's more than just our nation that's being attacked. It's the very existence of our race that's being attacked in every white and white-founded country across the globe, from America to Argentina, from New Zealand to Norway, and everywhere in between. That's why I titled this program, The North American Theater. Not so much because the resident's speech was theater in the sense of being a Jew-scripted act, though it was that, but because we are now living in the North American theater of operations in a worldwide war against our race. Our people are beginning to sense this, and they hate it. But we as a race, unlike others, are not organized. Without organization, we can mount no defense. The National Alliance aims to change that. Please help us.